me a Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
Me Rabbi Moshe Kalfan HaKohen. He lived about 75 years ago in North Africa, and he was one of the leading rabbis of the biggest island there called Djerba. I learned all about him from Sivan Rachav Meir. One day, Rabbi Moshe was inside learning Torah, and he heard one of his grandchildren in the yard, and his grandson was playing with a chicken. He was running, trying to catch the chicken. And it was a very fast chicken, and the chicken kept running away, and he wasn't able to catch it. And he started getting frustrated, and this little boy started yelling at the chicken, "You stupid chicken, you dumb chicken. Would you stop running away from me? I'm trying to catch you. You're so stupid. You're so foolish." His grandfather was inside, but he heard his grandson speaking that way about a chicken, and he called him inside. And he said to his grandson, "Sweet boy, the way you're talking about that chicken is not the way we speak." And his grandson said, "But it's a chicken. The chicken doesn't understand the words that I'm saying. Who cares?" And his grandfather, Rav Moshe, said, "Even if the chicken doesn't understand what you're saying, you do. And it's impacting you. That's why when the Torah teaches us about not cursing another person, the Torah actually says, don't curse a deaf person. Lo takalel chireish. Because even though the deaf person can hear, we cannot curse the deaf person. Our actions impact how others feel, and our actions and our words also impact who we are and who we become." And his grandson said, "Thank you. Thank you for teaching me such an important lesson about the power of our words." In this week's double parsha, Matos Maseh, we learn about the importance of keeping our word and using our words very carefully. We learn all about nidarim, about vows, and about swears. And all of these halachot remind us how powerful our words are and how careful we have to be with them, even if the person we're speaking to doesn't understand the exact words. Let's all work to bring this lesson into our daily lives and to be mindful of the power of our words. Shabbat Shalom to all.